Hi. I'm looking for the professor. Yeah, like I'd remember his name. He was old, smelled like campy, books, whiskey. Did I mention he was old? Probably senile. That explains how he messed up my grade. See? I failed. Like, completely failed. Which is impossible because I paid for a top grade in his stupid little class. So, where is he? I'm pretty sure this is his office, even if it's cleaner now. He died? Can he do that before the end of the semester? Doesn't he realize how inconvenient that is for me? Well then, who do I talk to fix my grade then? Oh, so you're the new professor? You look kind of young to be a teacher, especially at a university like this. No, I shouldn't look familiar to you. The class is at 8 a.m., and I don't do 8 a.m. In fact, I don't really do mornings. All of my other classes are in the afternoon. That's why I paid for a good grade in this class. The stupid little class that's required but doesn't teach me anything useful. So I made an arrangement with the old professor and wrote him a nice check so I could sleep in every day. I knew I should have gotten a receipt. Anyways, now that you know of my arrangement with the previous professor, you have to fix my grade. It's not my fault he died. A deal is a deal, after all. My daddy is a very successful businessman, so I know all about making deals. No? Nobody tells me no. I don't think you realize who I am or who my daddy is. Here, let me show you. Now, I'm taking out a piece of paper. It may look suspiciously like a check, but it's all I have available. It has my name, address, and everything on it, so it should be good for purposes of identification. I'll even sign it so you can verify my signature's correct and everything. And just for purposes of demonstration, I'll write down the very generous amount of money I paid the dead guy. So, here you go. Come on, take it. At least look at it. I don't think you understand how much money we're talking about here. That's coming right out of my trust fund payment for the month. I'll just have to make do with last month's clothes for a little longer. Although, I might be able to get Daddy to send me some extra money. Why are you being so stubborn? I can't fail this class. Once I turned 18, the trust fund only continues paying me if I go to college and get a degree. If I fail this class, I fail out of university, and I lose my trust fund. I need to get this stupid degree, and then Daddy promised me some job as a vice president of his company or something. Once I graduate and get a job, that's one of the conditions to lock in the trust fund payments. Or if I get married, but I don't want to get married quite yet. It's too much fun partying every night. So, now that I've explained everything to you, just take the stupid check and fix my grade already. It's a lot of money for just logging onto your computer and changing some numbers. Based on the clothes you're wearing and your choice of aftershave, you can't be making too much money at this job. Meanwhile, look at me. I'm just a student, yet I wear the latest in designer fashions, and I wear perfume that costs more than the piece of shit car you probably drive. Or maybe you use public transportation. Ugh. Anyways, that check would make a nice down payment on a real car. It would probably even buy you something cheap outright, since you're probably used to living in near poverty. So take it. Take the stupid check already. Daddy's sending a jet for me to meet him and Mommy on our island over break, and it's going to arrive in just a few hours. This entire grade fiasco has really messed up my plans today. You're still not taking it? This is so completely unfair. Why do things like this keep happening to me? I did everything right. I gave the dead guy a bribe fair and square, and you're not honoring that. Fine. What if I sweeten the money a little? I totally don't want you to get the wrong idea about me, but I will suck your cock just to have this entire thing done with. Seeing this grade and having to get up this early has already ruined my entire day, so it's not like having to give you a blowjob will make it any worse. And for the record, I give the best blowjobs. Just as a chauffeur I had in high school. Kinda lost contact with him once Daddy fired him. You can probably guess why. But he would totally vouch for me and my oral technique. Do you see how cute this mouth is? It's made for better men than a chauffeur or some lowly college professor, but you get the blowjob and the check, all because I'm running out of time here. Daddy will want to see my grades as soon as I get off the jet. Well, if he's not on the phone or hooking up with his mistress, but point being, he'll want to see it eventually, which means fixing this with you now. Honestly, I should just give you the blowjob and tear up the check, because it will be that good. Then I'd still have money to buy new clothes on the way to the airport. But hey, I'm feeling generous. You can keep the check, even if I'm the one who should be getting money for sucking your cock. So, let's get this over with. Wait, you're saying no to one of my blowjobs? Are you gay or something? You should be better dressed then, even on your salary. And this place should be better decorated. So, does that mean when you were staring at my body, you were actually just checking out my clothes? Oh, I've embarrassed you, haven't I? That means you were looking at me for reasons other than my incredibly expensive fashion. So, it must be for my incredibly hot body. You wouldn't look so ashamed otherwise. Well, now that I know you're straight, I can work with that. Except one blowjob wasn't enough for you, even on top of all the money. That doesn't leave me much to work with, since I'm saving my virginity for someone even richer than Daddy. So I guess that just leaves my ass. You could be only the fourth man to put it in there. I really, really love those other guys, too. Whatever their names were. This would just be a business proposition. Usually I'd insist on an expensive dinner first and fancy hotel room, but we don't have time for a proper courtship. I'll just have to bend over your desk or something. But first, I'll have to pull down these really expensive silk panties. Ugh. How dare you say no to doing me in the ass? No one who isn't much hotter and much richer than you has ever had that privilege. I would be seriously lowering my standards to let you sodomize me, you ungrateful middle-class slob. So you will fuck my well-toned little ass, and then you will fix my grade, and that will be the end of that. Wait. Don't kick me out of your office. Let's not be hasty. Here, see these car keys? Have you ever ridden in a BMW before? Well, now you can own one. It's last year's model anyways. Daddy promised me something nicer when I brought home good grades this semester. So, you get the money, the car, my ass. I just need you to fix my grade and, I guess, give me a ride to the airport. Okay? How can you say no to all of that? Don't you know how this bad grade will ruin me? I will lose my trust fund. Daddy won't give me a job with one of his companies, and I'll have to get a real job and actually do work. Well, I didn't expect it to come to this, but you've left me no choice. You're a terrible, horrible man, but I will let you fuck me in exchange for a good grade. An awesome grade. You get my virginity and first crack at my sexy young body, but everything else is off the table. I keep the car and the money, even if I will no longer have any dignity. So, let me just slip off this dress. It's way too expensive to risk wearing it while we fuck. No. It's too late now. I'm already just wearing a bra and panties. I'm practically naked. We have to fuck. I'm pretty sure it's a rule. Bra's coming off too. Daddy wouldn't buy me a boob job. It was hard going through high school with normal-sized breasts. Guy still looked at them, though, just like you're doing. And now the panties. Really nice silk panties. Have you ever touched silk before? Judging from your taste in clothes, no. Well, today is your lucky day. You're about to fuck well above your economic and attractiveness level. The couch will have to do, I suppose. That's not even real leather, is it? I'll probably get a rash from laying on it. My skin is very sensitive, you know. Ugh, yeah, this isn't comfortable, and we haven't even gotten to the disgusting part where you get on top of me yet. That was your cue, by the way. You know, for you to maybe remove some clothes, climb on top of me. Stuff happens, and then I get the grade I originally paid for. So, if you don't mind, I do have a plane to catch. Don't be this way. I'm already naked and laying on the couch. So unless you want to draw me like one of your French girls, we should get to fucking. Or, and this is an entirely valid option, I can scream rape. People run into your office and they see the new professor with a naked student. Oh, that doesn't end well for you, I imagine. I almost certainly get a good grade in this class for all of my suffering. Except, then I have to talk to the police and campus officials. I'm late for my vacation or I miss it entirely. And I was so looking forward to it. Plus, a bunch of weirdos see me naked and vulnerable. Maybe one of them even takes a picture of me. So, we'll call yelling rape plan B, okay? It's a good backup plan. But all things considered, I'd prefer to lose my virginity to some untenured slob than risk all of those other things. So, one more time, are we going to fuck now? I know I've made you hard. I can take care of that, as long as you take care of my grade. You don't even need to get naked. In fact, I think I'd prefer it that way. Just unzip those store brand pants of yours and get your cock out. There. Now we're getting somewhere. Where I need to get is to the airport and somewhere much nicer than this. So what you need to do is get on top of me. Good. Now, let's get this over with. If we hurry, I can go back to the sorority house and shower before heading to the airport. Come on, you can get it into me. Don't be intimidated by how beautiful and rich I am or how tight my pussy is. You're the one in control here, as much as it hurts me to say that. But that won't hurt as much as the next part, so do it already. Fuck. Oh, that wasn't as bad as I thought. I think anal was easier, although their cocks were smaller. But it's partially the principle of the thing. Anal doesn't count, but I just lost my virginity to some guy stuck teaching an entry-level college course. Well, keep going. Unless you'll give me the grade now, it just seems like a waste not to finish fucking me since, you know, you're already inside me, so move it around or whatever you're gonna do. That's good. I mean, it's good that you're doing something now so this ends sooner. It's still pretty horrible for me, or at least not how I plan to spend today, and definitely not how I imagined my first time. I expected a honeymoon suite in Paris or a beach in Rio, not a couch on some dusty professor's office. Oh, you're not bad at this. I mean, it's not like anything I have to compare it to or that I enjoy this in any way, shape, or form, but it sucks less than, say, having to get up for an 8 a.m. class all semester. Would it be weird if I asked how I was? I mean, I must be a good lay. Just looking at this body, I can even move with you some, see? Oh, it'll be good practice for when I find a man actually worthy of me. Now I know why the maid was so loud with Daddy that one time I watched through the doorway. Despite what Mommy always told me, sex can be kind of fun. If it weren't with someone like you, I actually might enjoy it. Wait, if I have an orgasm, does that mean I enjoyed it? Because I might actually have one. I'm getting that feeling I do after a good ride on one of my horses. You're definitely not a purebred like one of them, but there is definitely some stallion in you, and now you're in me. Slow down. It's a private jet. It'll wait for me. I can always shower on board it too, or even take a bath. You'll never have a chance at a girl as good as me again, so you should really take your time to enjoy it. Except, I'm going to come soon. That should be worth extra credit or something, but I can wait if you're going to come soon, too. You know, so we do it together. You empty your peasant seed into my noble body as we both reach ecstasy together. Oh, yeah, faster is good now. We're both close. Come in me. Come in, your lady, my tramp. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fucking God. Oh, fuck. Oh. So, how about getting off me and getting onto that computer? I think you have a grade to change. Thank you. Now, if you could just print it out and sign it while I put my clothes on. There. My trust fund is saved. My virginity is lost, but I need the trust fund more. So, this is goodbye, I guess. Can't say it was completely horrible, even if it was a waste of a perfectly good hymen. Is this your schedule here by the door? I see that your other class is on my elective list for next semester. It's a 9 a.m. class, which isn't much better than 8 a.m. for me. But, now that we have kind of an arrangement worked out, maybe I'll sign up for it. It's not like I'd ever have to show up to class. Not when you can give me private lessons and more reasonable hours. Oh, and just to be clear, by you giving me private lessons, I meant that I'd let you fuck me for a really good grade again. Oh, of course you knew that. You're smart. That's why they need you, the teacher. Brains are actually kind of sexy, I guess. Well, gotta run. But I'll see you first day of class at 9. No, 9 p.m. Let's be serious. I'll meet you right back here, late at night, and I'll get an even higher grade this next semester. Or you can take me back to your tiny little apartment or wherever you live, as long as no one sees me coming. Well, except you. I want you to see me coming every time.